Shadow Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Hello? And we are back. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Do you hear me loud and clear? Not sure. We have a little technical difficulties with Lady J's mic right now, but we are here. So hopefully Lady J can check in with us shortly. But however, tonight's topic is the relations Slow Jam Adult Talk Show. It's called Crazy Love. So welcome everybody to the live. Lady J, are you still with us? Hello. It appears we're having a little technical difficulties behind the scenes. We're going to try to fix some of that behind the scenes for those just tuning in. We'll find out what happened to my co-host. I think she's having some problems with her mic. So hopefully we can get her online. I got you in queue, Lady J, for whatever reason or another. I'm going to try to see if we can get you pulled back up there. Let's try it again. I think she's fixing her call now, but I think we got her back. Let's see. Once again, we'll try this again. Welcome to the Relationship Slow Jams Adult Talk Show. We got the one and only Lady J on with us.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Yes. A little technical difficulties in the rain, but it's all good. It happens.
Nothing my super producer can't fix, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. We have a little technical difficulty, but we're in a good place. Good place.
We're in a good wonderful place. How good are place, you? Fellas. How's your week been?
Oh, it's been challenging, to say the least. It's been challenging. But I put all glory to God. You know, he pulls me and my family through. So I'm very appreciative to be able to still talk, you know, and handle the business that needs to be handled, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling very, very blessed at this point, you know. I know we've been having some technical difficulties behind the scenes. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to make this work this evening. We're going to make
Because that's what we do. Hi, you guys. Hi, I missed you guys. I know we were all together last week. We had such a good time last week. So for those of you tuning in, I am so glad that you are here. Thank goodness that we all had another week to kind of get together and chit-chat with each other. So I just wanted to put that out there, that I really appreciate you guys. And I look forward to my Wednesdays sharing them with Mr. Naz and all of you guys. So, yay, happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. So, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's so funny. It's ironic funny because tonight we're talking about crazy love. But, you know, for those of us who are in Jersey, it's raining. It's just breeze blowing. So I'm so mellow. And I've had a mimosa since I've been home. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I got my lip gloss on. I've got my chatting clothes on, my T-shirt. And it's because you know why? I'm so ready to be entertained by Mr. Naz's story.
You know, I mean, all right, look, my stories is mine. It's my stories. I mean, I don't know. I guess if you find humor in other people's misery, per se.
There's always
humor
in everything.
And it's crazy. When I brought the topic up, you know, mad people was asking questions about, you know, what's this topic about? I said, crazy love. We all have experience with crazy people, crazy relationships, crazy situations.
Some of us have been crazy ourselves.
Yeah, it's a resounding amen.
I mean, I will never sit here and say that I've never, ever kind of slipped off the deep end. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know,
I don't want y'all to look at me different.
Now, all right, listen, we're going to start this off. Now, first of all, I am expecting somebody to call in, but however, I'm just going to kind of, you know, if you're calling into the show and you want to talk about your situation, crazy love, the
please
call in. The number is 646-478-4507. Now, in fact, I do suppose I have two calls calling in, but unfortunately, you know, this is not even funny, but I'm about to, you know, be real. They can't call in due to their dealing with a crazy love situation.
Well,
so,
does their crazy partner listen to the show?
I don't know, because right now the police is involved. It's involved. All I know is there's some Al Green, maybe some grits in a knife, in a blunt. That's all I remember. That's all I can tell you. Don't know how the combination happened, but it just went down.
Some grits, a knife, and a blunt. Yeah, I need to know that story.
I don't know. He's working it out right now. So I told him, I said, listen, man, when you finish clearing up, he said, man, I'm going to kill this chick. I'm going to get a restraining order. I'm tired of this. This is bananas. I need a blunt.
Wow.
You know, and she's making grits. While we arguing, I'm like, no, leave.
And you know what? And you know, at some point on the show, we're gonna divert from the humor and talk about that seriously. When situations get too out of control, you know, you need to know when it's time to go, and your safety has to come first. I mean, this is all kind of funny in some regards, but in a lot of other areas, you know, it's like, yo, if you're really starting to fear for your life, you need to be out.
But some people don't understand. I mean, listen, let me tell you something, fellas, you know, and ladies and producers associated. You know when somebody's crazy. You don't need to worry about the signs. If you're sleeping and she's standing over you and she's talking in tongues, it doesn't necessarily mean that she's praying over you and praying for you. That's a crazy sign. if you're sitting there talking to her and she just twitches all the time, that's another crazy sign. And she's crying and she's telling you she loves you while she's twitching. Another crazy sign.
She says, if there's a bunny rabbit boiling in a pot when you come home, that's another crazy sign.
Well, first of all, if you live in the hood, what the hell are you doing with a damn bunny rabbit in the house anyway?
I'm just saying, you know, that's all sexual attraction.
Well, I mean, exactly, but that's what I'm trying to explain. This show's about crazy love. Now, I'm going to share some real life situation with you. Now, I mean, you know, I got my son here, you know, with my son doing his thing, you know, but he knows about my crazy stuff, but he may not know about all of it, you know. And then, all right, I'm going to say this before we go into play. Crazy love is when you have two tons of fun outside your house, hitting the horn, banging on your BMW, yelling nasty, you come outside and play. They was big. They was humongous. One loved me and one was interested in me. They wanted to share me. But they found out where I lived at. They followed me from the show. It just wasn't right. That's called crazy love. Left flowers on the car. And, you know, I remember that I went outside. I'm like, what the hell is this? But where the car was situated, it's ironic. They left part of their Happy Meal, their sandwiches bag outside the car.
Stop it.
The story goes on. I mean, listen, I can't make this up. This is real talk. This is real things that's happened to me. I've had a woman I wanted to break up with. Her nickname's Chocolate. She was Jamaican. She's like, yo, you want to leave me? I said, it's not working. I would have my brother-in-law, he was my friend at the time. I'm like, what we had was cool and great. You don't leave me, not that easy. Swear to God, turned my back and say, listen, man, we out. As soon as I turned around, she had a machete to my neck. All right, I don't advocate domestic violence, but she caught the hook, and I basically ran down four or five flights of steps. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I leaked every flight. Every flight of steps I leaked. So it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. But it was funny, my brother at that time was already in the car driving down the street, and he left me. And I'm running down the street onto Park Avenue. Like, yo, I didn't have no cell phone. We had beepers back in the day. So I couldn't beat them. So let alone, it was a very... my stamina was up. I was running. But I'm just saying.
Poor baby.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome to the Flow Jams and Adult Talk Show. Tonight's show is about crazy love. If you have an experience, past, present, and maybe future that you can see happening, call in at number 646-478-4507. We're going to get into this music seven, come back. We're going to share some stories. We're going to talk about things to the signs of crazy love and how you should get out of it. So let's get into it, and we'll be right back.
I am thoroughly entertained.
Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know a little better myself. Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful.
You are now in the relation. Slow jam, jam, tape show on Shadow World Radio.
Stay. miracles don't happen every day. And we're losing it. Past the love that sails away. And it's hard for me to even look at you.
Internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow Worlds Radio.
Yes, yes, we are back. We are back. Welcome to the Nation's slow jam and adult talk show. We are sitting with Mr. Naz and, of course, the lovely lady, one and only Miss Lady J, is in the building.
Hey.
What's going on, everybody? Yes, yes, yes. Just kind of recapping real quick the songs you heard: "Crazy Love," CC Peniston, "Separated" remix, Mr. Avant and Miss Kelly Rowland, "We're Not Making Love Anymore" by the group Drew Hill, and "I Wish I Wasn't" by Miss Heather Hutt. So great song, reflecting crazy love and situation that you've been in. Now, with that being said, we are to the craziness. Now, I know we left off with the two tons of fun outside my house and leaving sandwich bags on the curb, but I want to swing this around to Lady J. Now, Lady J, now, from a woman's perspective, we have listeners, I see the boards lit up. We have women. Now, just, all right, well, I guess I have to say, I know we have stalkers. No, from a woman's perspective, crazy love. Just share your experience, and then we can kind of go into our teaching.
Now, what makes you think I have ever had a stalker? I'm just...
Well, unless she was the stalker.
Well, not exactly.
See, all right.
See,
when they say not exactly, I want you to kind of reassess and understand it. My gentlemen, my fellas, my dudes, my brothers, my compadres. When a woman tells you not exactly, and her head turns to the side, she looks at you with a smile, and looks similar to Jack Nicholson as the Joker in the Batman,
yes!
Please understand, that's crazy. That's nonsense.
No,
get
no.
Out.
See,
get
see,
out.
What had happened was, that's when you should get nervous, when it starts with what had happened was. What had happened was, you know, sometimes in a relationship, things go left really, really fast. And you don't understand. You don't know why. You didn't see it coming. You had no idea. And sometimes you are just scarred and burned down to the bone. And what happens is, you know, psychologically speaking, there is your id, your ego, and your superego. Now, your superego is telling you that you're going to be all right, it's okay, you're a bigger, better person than this. Your ego is bruised. Your ego is hurt. Your id is that two-year-old that lives within you that says, fuck that. Oh, that so-and-so and so-and-so did this? We are going to do that. And unfortunately, yes, I had an episode in my life where I let my id take over because I was very young. And I have often been teased that I need some letters behind my name, like FBI, CIA, NCIS, CSI, because I can get into just about anything.
Okay, scary.
So, no, but you know what? Let me tell you something. All it takes is for you to listen. People talk way too much sometimes, and they don't understand that if you talk too much, there's also somebody out there who retains it all. So I retain what people tell me. So if I can break into your email, and I can break into your Facebook, and I can break into all your stuff.
Hold on.
Huh?
Did you just say, if I can break into your Facebook and I can break into your emails? All right.
Huh?
For our loyal listeners. Listen. Loyal listeners.
I'm not like that anymore.
See, that's what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. You know, once you know how to ride the bike, you always know how to ride the bike. You are still
crazy. But now it becomes a choice of whether or not you want to get on the bike. And I've come to understand that. Nobody's
worth me
getting on the bike.
That's crazy again. That's crazy again. Only a crazy person says that if you want to still get on the bike. Beware. But wet paint or caution, construction. I mean, I just stink. I don't know.
I will say this. my mind works differently. I've
yes, another
been
crazy person statement.
No,
my
a crazy person would never admit that, you know, honestly.
No, that's not true. Some of the most crazy people are the most intelligent
people
on the planet.
Yeah, we are. We have amazing IQs too.
See, you say, hold. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, she has admitted to who she is. She's embraced it. She said, yes, we are. Did you hear
I will
that?
Say this. I'm definitely different. But I'm also very calm and I'm very serene. But I will say this. I never do things without being pushed there.
See,
you know, and
once
I tell people all the time.
Why can't you just
leave
it alone? Walk away.
No,
you can't.
Had someone said to me, Jackie, this is not working out, I'm out. They could have just done that. I would have been hurt. My feelings would have been hurt. I would have cried. I would have ate an entire half gallon of ice cream. I'd have watched girly movies, and I would have cried to my friends. But I would have gotten that. Prior to that, that was how my relationship ended. And I was just like, oh my God, you're an asshole, you're a jerk. And I go cry to my friend. But when I'm leaving you on Friday and the next chick is coming in to see you on Saturday, did you even have time to change the sheets? Make a deal. But now, you know, because we're talking about living together. We're talking about me changing my life for you.
That was just
the
talk. You should know that already.
No. We made plans to do so. So when out of left field, and I know your entire family, and you know
that was the other family. That was the other family. He barely talks to.
No,
your
grandma. You tell me, I need you to meet the most important person in my life, which is my grandmother. You come put me on center stage during the holidays to come meet, and she absolutely adores me. And then you go completely left out of nowhere? Come on, man. The only reason why they didn't get their ass beat is because they live too far away.
If I had just punched them in the face,
it'd have been okay. But see, I had too much time to think. But this is not about me.
I'm so glad we're having this conversation. It lets me know who you really are.
But see, you know what? At the end of the day, you need to know who you're dealing with. You need to know who people really are. Because again, it goes back to the first show of the season, paying attention to detail. Now, I will say this, and a lot of crazy people say this, so I'm going to admit to it. A lot of crazy people will tell you, I am an open book. They will tell you what hurts them. They will tell you what makes them happy. They will tell you what makes them sad. They will tell you how they will react to these things. What happens is people don't listen. And when you're always happy, you're so jovial and you're always smiling and everything rolls off your back. But when they do that thing that you told them send you off the deep end and they do it anyway, oh, that means you was ready for whatever came behind that. Now, however, on the opposite,
you know,
and now I'm like, oh, damn, I get it.
See, yeah, all right, let me tell you something. Hold on.
I love you.
No, here's my thing. First of all, fellas, listen. When a woman explains the what pisses her off up front,
listen to your men.
That's a tell sign. If she's telling you up front, perimeter is what makes her mad. She's telling you her trigger points. Please listen. And first of all, if any woman is explaining to you in the top of the relationship, well, this is what makes me mad. This is what's upset. This makes me, you know, now you understand who I am. Let's go forward. Let me tell you something. If she has to run down a list of everything, all her trigger points, that's your trigger to leave. There's
that's
no
not
way
your,
to stay.
That is not
that's
that.
So what?
That's a sign of sanity, because what happens is that individual, because I'm not going to just say women, but that individual knows enough about themselves to say, hey, look, this is an issue for me, and I want to share this with you so that you will know it's an issue for me. Now, if you tell me, Jackie, you know, relationships before, and I have abandonment issues, you know, if at some point you're ready to break out, yo, let me know. Oh, okay. I'm going to let you know, because I listened to you. I heard you when you said you have an issue. If you're a person who was, you know, if we fucking fight, and I walk away from you, let me stay away from you. Don't keep coming for me. Okay? I'm going to leave your ass alone. Because I don't know what that's going to do. But, again, this is not about me.
See, all right. Now, listen, all right. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not. But you know, I damn sure going to say what I'm guilty of is believing betterment of a woman in my prior relationship. Let me tell you something. You know, all right, I'm saying stuff without saying it because I don't want to get in trouble legally. Now, listen. First of all, unfortunately, some men, some women have to been mandated to go to certain counseling sessions as a result of the craziness. Now, this man, and I'm going to give respect to him, and I'm going to say his name, he passed away. Brother Saheed, he had a program called Men's for Peace. Great program. Excuse me. Awesome program. But these men was mandated to go to these things because they're involved with these relationships being challenged. Well, far, whatever. So, all the men at the top of the meeting had to kind of explain their situation. It was open door. It was open, you know, book about their situation because everybody was there basically at some point too as a relationship issue. And when he put it out there, and everybody had to say, I said my piece, and he looked around the room and said, okay, you know. He says, I hope you guys ain't wanting me to just say, oh, and start bashing the other party. He said, let me tell you something. You knew she was crazy. You knew
and deranged.
Deranged, but you chose to stay for whatever reasons, whether it's money, sexual. You chose to stay. If she's cussing you out consistently, what makes you think it can't elevate to the next level? Or better yet, she's saying things that derogatory and demeaning of you. Why would you want to stay? Which would cause that person's been who they are.
I have an answer for that. You know why they stay? Because they are crazy too. See, crazy attracts crazy.
But hold up, first of all, he said you are crazy, but he said it's your mentality that's crazy enough to stay.
It's what you attract.
He says you stayed there because you're just as crazy with putting up with it. So don't be surprised that you're in these relationships and it's toxic and you know this, but you're saying I'm here because I love her. No. You just as nut job because you're staying in the situation. She's already proven that she said, I'm going to poison you. She's already punched you in the head. She's already threatened you. You've already responded because you had no other choice but to respond or defend yourself. And you're now, the cops are at your door. You got a busted gash in your head. She got a busted gash. And yet, y'all, I love you. Get out. You know, so that's the part of the relationship that you have to understand. When you're in something, you
pay attention to the signs, and it goes back to our once again, paying attention to details. As a matter of fact, we may have a part two to that coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to talk to my co-host behind the scenes, and we will definitely have a part two to that, paying attention to details. And, you know, fellas, if you're in a relationship, you're putting in work, putting in time, you're listening. Not saying all men do that, because all men don't do that, and sometimes things grown period that's about to happen. And it's too much cussing going on. It's too much disrespect and violence. I look at it like this. First of all, there's no justification for putting your hands on no woman, period. I mean, just say that. I'm old-fashioned about that, but there's no justification, period. But if it comes to a point of being violent, then you need to reassess this relationship and get away from it, because I'm sorry, cannot take back certain things. She may forgive you, but she damn sure ain't going to forget. Trust me.
No.
And that will always be an issue in your relationship. You know, ladies, if you were a man, I don't give a damn how he look. I don't give a damn how much money he makes. That does not justify, does not give authorization to put his damn hands on you, period. Period. There's no justification in it. But on the other end, now here's the other devil's advocate. Ladies, let me say something to you. Let me make this painfully and loud and clear. This fellas too, but I'm going to talk about my ladies, because I have a daughter and I love my daughters. I'm old school. If you act like a man, be understanding. You may get a devil like me, and don't expect you to jump inside of a man's face who got you at least by 120 pounds, 150 pounds, and talking tough talk, and then he may not respond. Not all men have discipline, or individuals in general have discipline or respect or moral values to respect a woman. So sometimes you can push the situation by agitating, because we all play a part when involved with crazy love or crazy relationships. Understand who you are in that relationship. Understand where you play that part at. Are you contributing to the crazy factors? Fellas, if your woman's telling you something she doesn't want to do, she's already shared with you about her past relationships of being abused or being hurt. Why would you poke the bear and just do the
same
thing?
Don't poke the hornet's nest.
Exactly. Why would you? That baffles me. It's okay to make mistakes, but if you listen to your woman or your man, and he's sharing you his history or her history of the things that they've been through in life, why would you do that? Because you could take your spouse or the person you're dating into a dark place. There is no reason to do that. You contribute to that craziness. You know, we talk about the funniness of the show, but we also want to talk about the crazy love that you can contribute to, and you're like, well, it's crazy. No, what did you do? Look at yourself first. But, you know,
and I'm just about to kind of go there, because, you know, and this is a beautiful thing. Okay, I know someone, wonderful, 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 wonderful man. He's a sweetheart. He has a heart of gold, but he tends to get around. And
what do you mean? Let's be honest. What do you mean get around? Let's keep 100.
I love him to death, though.
He's a flirt hoe, or is he a ho-ho?
He a ho-ho. However, to that kind of ho. However, the one thing that we often joke about is the fact that he makes every woman that he's with feel amazingly special. He never treats them like it's just a jump off. He never treats them like it's just an experience. Never. And our running joke is like, yo, you got to put a cut on that. If you're trying to give somebody pure coke and not want them to get hooked, you can't do that. And I'm like, you can't treat everybody the same way. Now, I will say, there have been some experiences that he's had that have created longevity. You know, 10 years, 15 years, 5 years, you know. And then there's the whole, I want to leave my husband for you. And it's like, oh, hey, wait a minute. You know, and it's like, you know, people keying up your car and jumping out of closets and meeting you places and just showing up. And I'm like, you know, yes, you don't ever want to degrade anybody, and anybody that you have an experience with, you want it to be a good experience, but then there's that whole, like, hey, you coming over today? No, I'm not coming over. Why? Why are you not coming over? Who are you with? And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, we had some good times or whatever. And it's like, it's almost like they're addicted, or they want that constantly because they're getting something that they don't get at home.
Yes.
So
yes,
that in turn creates that crazy love that creates the, oh,
yes,
you can come be with me, I'm going to key up your car. You can't come be with me, I'm going to meet you at your job. You can't come be. Like, whoa, this is just what it is. I have a saying that I promise I'm going to get put onto a t-shirt because I say it all the time. If your mouth and your movements don't match, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever you want to say, but if your movements don't match what your mouth is saying, nobody's listening to what you say. They are watching what you do. And if you continue to go be with that woman or go be with that man and you do that special something that nobody else does that makes them feel like a million bucks every time you're with them, and you make them feel special, then they're going to feel special. So now if you got this one and that one and that one and that one and this one and the one way over there in the back of the corner, you spread yourself real thin, but you making them feel some kind of way. So
now
it becomes, is this just a situationship? Is this just an experience? Is this a borderline relationship? And the thing is that people have to be honest and upfront, and they have to tell people what it is. And they have to consistently tell people. They have to consistently remind people. If you're not dealing with somebody, and you'll know in the beginning, if you're not dealing with somebody who's strong to understand that this is just what it is, then you may be setting yourself and that person up for a crazy love type of experience. And when that person is looking for you, like, you know, oh my gosh, what's the movie with Morris Chestnut and Shamar Moore where he didn't want to marry her? She's standing outside in the wedding dress.
Brothers.
Yes, and she's shooting in the house. Come on, you don't want to teach me a BB?
I remember those days. Oh my God. You bring him down memory lane. Oh my God.
So you don't, if you don't want a BB at your door, then, you know, you have to be about what you say you're about. You know, and now I'm not saying that you can't make somebody feel special. You can't, I'm not saying don't treat them like they're not special. Please do, because I don't want anybody degrading anybody. But what I'm saying is, if you're not beat for that person to spend some time with them, to you know, continue this in whatever manner that you can, then you may be setting yourself up for some crazy kind of love. And, yeah, that person is responsible for their own actions. But then you have to say, well, what did I do to contribute to that? Was I the catalyst for that? You know, what did I say? What did I do? How did I treat him? How did I treat her? You know, there are some people, there are some people who still pick up the phone and call me after 20 years, say, what's the possibility? Hey, there's no possibility of that. There's no possibility of that.
First of all, I want you to hold that because I want to hear this. Now, we're going to put this break because we're going to talk about that because, matter of fact, you kind of led perfectly to the next segment. Fellas, be honest what you want. Just be a man about it. You know, just real talk. But I want you to hold that. I'm going to put a button at this, ladies and gentlemen. We want to hear about why this man was still calling after 20 years. We want to hear on the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show, why is this man still bothering her after 20 years? And we want to hear all the down and dirty. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay,
this is
It's a dope talk show. We are coming to play a quick segment, and we're definitely coming back with Lady J and a 20-year stalker.
Oh, we got a strong back. When you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, might make your head blow.
You are now in the Relationship Slow Jam Junk Tape Show on the Shadow World Radio.
You are the I can tell you.
Underrated, personally, in my personal opinion, but if you listen to the lyrics, it goes really deep. And then paying attention
that
to detail.
That is my favorite DVD song. I love that
it's
better
either.
Than Poison, all of their other songs. That is my favorite song.
See, and you know what? It's called Connection, period. But, however, I got to bring my partner, the brother from the Man Up Talk Show online, about to act the fool. We got about 15 minutes to act the fool. Mr. Big Dow Harrington, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Oh,
hey,
man, we talking about crazy love, man.
We
talking about stalkers. I talked about two tons of fun in front of the crib and the lady with the machete because I know how to break up the major girl. Let me pick up my cousin. You know,
no,
you gotta hit it with your crazy love stories. You got 15 minutes to rock yours.
Y'all gonna have to, you know, we might have to go to the extended hours. We're going to the extended real, real dirt stories of some of these crazy stories I have. But I'll give you one. Everybody everybody, every black man that I know has had at least one crazy woman in their life. At least. Now, many of you who know me, like Jacqueline, there's some that I can take that's like real easy to pick from. Like, it'll be like really too easy for me to go there. Like, it's like unbelievably easy for me to go there.
Don't do that one.
I'm not. I am not. That's what I'm saying. You know, for some of y'all waiting on pins and needles and wait for me to go there. But understand, you know, me and this person share some things together. You know, it's been a long time, so I've matured. So, no, if y'all waiting for me to take those cheap shots, I am not going to do so.
I'm proud.
But there's so many others that I can take cheap shots at.
There's so many others that he can pick from.
So many others I can pick from. Now, I met this woman. I met her at church.
That's crazy.
Now, nice, wholesome church lady. I just gone through my metamorphosis, I must say. That's when I first went to Jesus, you know, and I was back in church. And I mean, I was like, you know how excited you are when you're first back in church? You're like, I'm in church, it's wonderful, praise the Lord. Man, these communion crackers are the greatest crackers ever. You know, you going through that stage, you know, I was right there. And I met this woman. Buxom chick. But she wasn't my type. But she had this look in her eye. Like, she was looking at me, but she was looking at the place at the same time. You know what I mean?
She was going to eat everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, you know something? Your problem is, Brother Harrington, is just superficial and shallow. Yeah, that's what I told myself. That I'm superficial and I'm shallow. That, you know, because this big buxom chick needs love too. And nice girl.
Hey, you watch the big buxom jokes, mister.
No. I'm saying this in particular big buxom chick. I'm not saying all big buxom chicks are crazy. I'm saying this particular one was nuts. Now, go there.
Preach, brother. Preach on.
Now, look. Some of y'all know, look, y'all need to call 646-478-4507, and I will read you more and more of this story as we go along. Anyway, this chick. You know, real nice. You know, I know her mama. You know, her mama's a nice lady. I like her mama. Her mama like me. My mother likes this chick, you know, well enough. You know, I'm like, okay. So, all right, maybe I'll do this for a minute. This will be cool. And then it got weird. And I got, like, really, really, really clingy and really, really weird and clingy. And, you know, we started talking about marriage and baby carriage and how we're not ready for that. I'm like, then why did somebody bring it up? I never brought up marriage. I never brought up baby carriages or nothing. I'm just here to just, you know, maybe every once in a while fertilize the lawn every once in a while. You know, check the temperature of the turkey. You know, I'll check the temperature. I got my turkey thermometer, and I want to check the temperature of your meat every once in a while. That's all I want to do.
But wait. Did you make that clear?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That was all you were looking for.
All I was looking for.
Okay, proceed.
That was it. Turkey. Basting. I'm a baster. I'm coming from a long line of basters. So I was basting. I'm trying to baste a meat. You know what I mean?
Moving forward, professional meat baster.
Moving forward. Then, after, we are together. You know, we have to have the 5-year plan. And this is how we're going to do the 5-year plan. I'm like, 5-year plan? 5-year plan? Wait a minute. Hold on. Pump the brake.
Maybe she wanted you to baste her turkey for 5 years. Because some of us do get longevity with some of the shit we do.
I.e.
20 years.
I.e. But sometimes, when you verbalize, you know, maybe we should, okay, instead of the 5-year plan, let's try the 1-month plan and see if the 1-month plan, maybe to a 2-month plan. Now, the 2-month plan works. let's try a year plan. I believe in the old progression, but you know, we went from 0 to 100, and I'm like, oh. And this is not a person you try to, you know, try to disappoint. Now think about this. I am 6'1". At the time, I weighed 300 pounds. This chick had to be about 6'2", weighing about 310. So I'm like, you know, yeah. It's like when two skyscrapers come together. It's not a good sight. You know what I mean? It's just not good. And, you know, I didn't want to make her mad because she was so strong. You know what I mean?
You know what? Okay, you gotta stop right there. You gotta stop right. Wait, did you just say you didn't want to make her mad because she was so strong?
You're strong. Very strong.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay, wait. You and Gigantor, hold on, because somebody is on the line who wants to share their story. You know, on this show, sharing is caring. So we want to care, so let them share.
Let's share.
All right, you're on line with the Relationship Slow Jams Talk Show. Who we have on line?
Hello, my name is Sai. I'm Miss J's friend. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Sai. How are you?
Hi, Sai.
Wow.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Oh,
how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I had
yes,
to make
you
a
are.
Comment.
Doing fine.
Yes,
she is.
Yes.
I had to make a comment because my girl had texted me, and she said she knew I had a few jokes, so I've been listening.
Yes.
I
do not even want to go through, because I got a whole lot of guy friends, so I haven't heard the jokes both in the women's version and the men's version. I think a lot of issues are, guys, sometimes you say that you just want to play, but you treat her like she's your woman, and if she's plumb crazy, she's just going to assume the fact that she is your woman. If you don't follow the 3-month rule, and I was one who had it. If you're my lover, I'm going to treat you like a lover. We're going to do this for 3 months. We're going to end it. There's a difference between lover sex and relationship sex. You
oh,
talk
wow.
about it.
Oh, my.
You giving lover sex.
Yes.
You know, it's more of a cut and dry version. You ain't supposed to be doing every single thing to every single body. Now, you go give relationship sex to the crazy one, she or he, because you got some crazy men, too.
Yes.
We'll go and assume that we're in a relationship, but y'all ain't, because y'all just broke.
Now,
she don't realize it, because you done treated her like she gold. You done flipped it, you done twisted, you done licked it, you done took it out, you done bought her stuff, you done did the whole nine. Don't treat
your,
I just want to tap that, as I want to keep that.
That's a t-shirt.
That would just need to be short and to the point. Hi, let's do this.
Let's just get it.
Just get it and keep it going. Hi, how you doing? We going to bump. You know, hey, I ain't going to say don't take the girl out to dinner. But don't take it to the charter house and wonder why mommy, and she done met your mama. You done met her mama. She done met your mama. How can she take y'all together?
No.
And then you come out of left field and come out, no, boo, I told you we wasn't a couple. What? Oh, now here comes the pink painted brick laying on your car window with a note that said, I could have put this shit through your window. Oh,
see, you know what? That's crazy.
We're not talking about me, right?
Tactics.
Oh, Lord.
Once again, crazy tactics.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Every woman got a little crazy in her. You just got to bring us to that point. And some days, like you said earlier, if you knew she gave you all these rules and she said all this stuff pushed her, or he said all this stuff pushed him, run sometimes. Don't just let the fact that it's got a pretty old ass and a pretty smile get yourself in trouble.
But you know, I gotta agree with you. I agree with you, my dear. I gotta agree with you on that.
I'm leaving now.
I gotta agree with her. I got to agree with her. I mean, everybody got crazy in her because, I mean, there's been times a man can send a picture to another woman's man of them together. Hello. Like, hello, you know, just saying hi.
And you know what? That crazy runs across the board. It's men and it's women. Because a lot of times, too, you know, when men are under the impression, and actually, I think with men, it's more, there's more crazy. It's just it doesn't come out as often. And the
uh-huh.
Women push as much. Whereas with women, no. It's okay for us to be crazy. Society expects us to act a certain way. So we can be crazy 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, and it's okay. But when a man gets a hold of something that he now thinks is his, and it's just his and all his, and now all of a sudden it's like, yo, babe, I told you, you know, it ain't that type of party. I told you, I'm just here to hit it and quit it just like you. Oh, now you done hurt his feelings because you done met his boys. You done met, like you said, maybe his mother. You've been hanging out with him. It's at a third. No, he's not trying to hear that. He's trying to hear, you know, you only fucking with me. I ain't never told you I was only fucking with you. Fuck you. But I ain't say I was only fucking with you. There's a difference.
Yeah.
When I'm fucking with you, WIP, that means we cool. We do what we do. When I'm only fucking with you and I'm only fucking you, it's nothing else.
Yes.
So, terminology is important, and people hear what they want to hear. So when you only hearing what you want to hear, then you kind of put yourself in a certain position and set yourself up. Now, but what I will say is this. When you see a man or a woman starting to get a little special, like they need to be on the yellow bus with a helmet, then you might want to start reiterating.
Oh,
right. Yeah, you don't want to wait until they have a full-blown diagnosis to reiterate some shit. You want to get them on the first day of the yellow bus and say, hey, look, you can get off this yellow bus if you want to, but I need you to understand this is where we are. So as long as you reiterate where you are, and like I said, if your mouth and your movements match, you are right. You know, and then there are those times, and everybody on this panel right here can agree with this. You can say all the right things, and you can do all the right things, but people will process in their mind whatever the fuck they want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
There is somebody who is in my inbox. They are calling. They are texting. They are IMing, Instagramming, sending fucking carrier pigeons and smoke signals. No, it ain't happening. And I don't understand what leads you to believe that we are going to be here, that we are ever going back there. No. I don't know. But that's the thing. I'm not giving any signs of hope. I'm purposely not engaging in certain types of conversation, but this person has realized in their mind that this is what they want and has no bearing whatsoever on the reality of the situation. So they want to do what they want to do. So it's like, well, what do you do in a situation like that? And a lot of times, the only thing you can do is be like, yo, I can't fuck with you at all. I can't be your friend. I can't be your homie. I can't be nothing. We can't do nothing. So
not everybody's meant to just be your friend after certain situations. People fail to realize that.
But see, I'm so fucking friendly. I want to be friendly with everybody.
Sometimes.
It's like the song, why can't we be friends?
Because not everybody's meant to be.
I've come to realize that everybody is not meant to be your friend.
Because some people have a red light. Like I try to tell folks, when you see the red light, and sometimes we as people don't see the red light that they're showing us from the beginning, you got issues.
And that's also known as paying attention to detail.
That red light said, ding, ding, ding. I got a girlfriend that, and she told me about her man. I said, stop. On day one, the story you just told me, he showed you a red light that said, don't go, and you still went. And you surprised the reaction you got. If he tell you he likes to hit people, if he tell you he got a bad temper, if she tell you the fact that she done cut up all her men's tires, if she talks about how she done stalked somebody, that's your cue to don't go there.
Well, just because I know how don't mean I'm gonna. I mean,
no, to the ones that said they have.
No,
I don't know how to.
Just because I'm at the head of my class and knowing how to doesn't mean I'm gonna. But anyway, this is not about me. And we're gonna go to our closing remarks. You guys, we're gonna, unfortunately, we are at that point in the show that I absolutely hate every single week where we actually have to get off and say goodbye. So we're gonna have our closing remarks. And actually, Big B, I want to start with you because I just want to quickly, in 20 seconds or less, know what happened to the big buxom woman.
Yes.
Oh Lord. Well, eventually, the big buxom woman became some sort of serial stalker. I mean, for years and years and years and years and years. And even today, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid nowhere near this chick. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Big Brother will wake up in the morning, you know, dressed in a diaper, handcuffed to a bedpost somewhere. So I'm not trying to go there. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, I brought it on myself. I delivered good dinner. See, sometimes you got to understand, you know, when the pudding is just right, you just cannot deliver the dick. You just can't do that. And you don't know the dick. So you don't give somebody the dick. Then they think, no, they're in love. I'm lost in love. You know, no, you ain't. You know, I gave you something you just ain't readily identified yet. You know what I mean?
So there was some confusion of loving the dick versus really loving you, maybe.
Absolutely.
Well,
you don't know me. You don't of me. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have this nice persona, and I have a reasonably good reputation, and I deliver the dick. This is a wonderful combination. I understand this. But understand, that's not all that I am. So, you know, let's not get crazy. But, you know, you try to have that conversation with people, it just don't work. Now, comment, please.
That's another show. We going to have the confusion of love and lust.
We're going to go back to the couch on this one. Ladies and
absolutely.
Gentlemen, please tune in when we go to the couch on my issues with the big buxom chick.
With the big buxom chick.
Yes.
Ty, do you want to give a mark on crazy love?
All I got to show I have to say is watch out who you sleep with. Think before you sleep with them, because you never know what you're going to get in 5 p.m. Watch out for those red lights, people. They tell
ooh.
You the truth.
Absolutely. Mr. Nash.
Listen, this is not more advice, but more the editorial to that person that took those pictures that was inappropriate. You big bitch. I want my pictures back. You didn't have to see those pictures. I was indisposed. I want my damn pictures back. Real talk. Give my damn pictures back. Anissa, you know who you are. Anissa, I want my damn pictures back. The fuzzy handcuffs didn't make no damn sense. I was at a weak point in my life. What my fucking pictures back?
Ain't nothing wrong with that relationship. Don't be shy. That relationship is beautiful.